NUE. 104 NUE, clear.
Have a call sign.
Last call at station. If you have a call sign, please state your call sign on the frequency. If you do not, clear frequency.
You know why people do that?
Rod, KO4 UE.
I've told him to.
I don't know about you, but sometimes I like being my own man. What do you think?
Give me a radio check. Does my radio sound the same?
A little bit of white noise in there, but just a little bit of hiss. But nothing bad at all. It's not hardly noticeable.
Place my radio. My old trooper, my Kenwood 711, quit working. And I've got to dig into it and see what's going on. But I've had that thing, 25 years? It's been a good one. But I replaced it with this little bitty Icon mobile. So as long as it's still getting out and I can reach people, we're okay there. Over.
Yeah, you doing all right your way? And I meant to ask you, did you have a chance to try the ham?
Ham is in the deep freeze, and he is awaiting the next big function we have here in the land of war.
Okay, Rod, well, it's nice talking to you, bud. And radio sounds just fine. I'm going to clear on out. We got kids coming over for lunch, I guess. So, it'd be nice to see them. Anyway, I'm going to clear on out, bud, unless, you know, we get some of that awful noise comes back. But anyway, KO4 NUE 73, Rod, I'm clear.
I'm talking, as always. You have a good day. Be careful. W4WOZ.
Four RA mobile listening.
Four CRG. Anybody spotted that spy balloon?
But this is W4WOZ.
Yes, KQ4CRG, Robert here in Bowling Springs. Anybody spotted that Chinese spy balloon? It was over my house here in Bowling Springs at about 7:30, 8 o'clock this morning.
It's KO4NUE. We got it here in Campobello. I took some real grainy pictures of it up on the phone. And it's kind of weird. I mean, I don't know what to think about it, really. Me and Anna sat there and watched with the binoculars for, I don't know, 10, 15 minutes. But I'm not sure it was the Chinese spy balloon. I think somebody may have been playing a joke or something. What I saw was had to be under 600-800 feet. I don't know, but I think somebody's, you know, playing a trick or something. But there was something attached to it. I could not tell what it was, but it flew right over the house. I didn't, Rod. I considered it. I did call Spartanburg County and GSP Airport. I don't live far from GSP here. And just imagine that conversation with Spartanburg County. But I told the lady and the GSP, so I got some pictures of it. If you want me to send some pictures, I know this sounds funny. You know, I got to thinking about that when it was flying over. If if I was on an airplane and they'd some balloon up there, I'd, you know, close to the airport, because they fly airplanes right over the house here trying to get into Greenville Spartanburg. So I called the sergeant on duty down there. He said he'd report it up, but it's just, I don't know how to explain that conversation, but it was kind of funny. Station, do you have a call sign? Station, do you have a call sign, sir?
Talking to him again, whoever he is. Well, if it flies over the land of Waz, it could get hurt.
Well, I told dispatch, as a lady answered phone, she said, what address is your emergency? And I said, well, ma'am, I don't have an emergency. I says, I just got something to report. She says, okay, what's going on? And I said, the Chinese spy balloon is over my house in Campobello. And she says, no. She just started laughing. And she says, do you want to send us a deputy out? And I said, well, if y'all won't come look at it, come on. I said, we got some ribs and chicken on the smoker. I said, tell them, come on, we'll sit out here and eat some ribs and chicken, watch the balloon. And she just laughed. I don't know, man. The whole thing was just a little hooky, you know.
The station go ahead, sir.
CRG, it's Robert over here in Bowling Springs. How we doing today?
Robert, I have got that case of coughing and spitting stuff and taking meds, and I've actually felt decent enough today to come out to the ham shack. Over.
Say, well, we had heart surgery back in November, then got the darn COVID in December. So they just don't go together. Yeah, I'm still having problems. We're getting around a little better, but I think we might have that long COVID or something. Still short of breath and all kinds of different crazy stuff. But, yeah, well, I hope you get the feeling better there.
Come on, the man. Anyway, I'm going to let you guys have it. I got a little project over here that needs my attention, and I'm going to take care of it. So y'all have a good day. 73's from the land of Waz. This is W4W, Rosie.
That's safe. KO4NUE.
4NUE. I believe you was hollering on the radio earlier this morning about that weather balloon, wasn't you?
Yeah, roger that. Roger that. One of the club members spotted it, and she put it out on the radio. We just had a big laugh about it all morning, you know. But I went out there with the binoculars, and me and Anna watched it for a little while. But, I mean, I ain't really seen anything special. I could tell something was under it, but I couldn't tell anything else, you know. But I'm pretty sure it's not the spy balloon. I call it the spy balloon just to, you know, as a joke, I guess. But it's more likely somebody just being a prankster or something. Just because of the altitude it was. But anyway, it's, you know, it's just kind of exciting. We don't get much excitement around here, so we'll take what we can get, balloons and all.
The excitement. Yeah, you know, I went on outside myself and started looking. I said, oh, yeah, there it is. We took some pictures of our phone, but like I said, it's a little bit too far away to get a real good picture. I even sent my drone up, but I didn't go about 800 foot, and I said, nah, come on back down. I couldn't really get a good picture of that either. Yeah, but it was a good, fun time looking at it, falling around there, right?
Well, listen, bud, let me clear on out. I got a telephone call. So I'll talk at you later. It's KO4NUE. I'm clear.
I appreciate the ride along. KQ4CRG, we back clear.